This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's off doing very important programming and lifting up the satellites. So, like, some days I feel bad for him because he's just got to, like, stand there and hold the satellite up.
He's like Atlas. Yeah. He's just got it on his shoulder. Yep.
Yeah, the Atlas. Yeah. That would be the worst job ever, just having to be, like, stand there just right to, just like a bringing in reception to it.
We need large
old
men.
TVs.
Large men.
Oh, I can't imagine hiring for that. But this is what we need you to do. This is your job. We need you to hold this satellite just right. No. He's off making important updates to all of the fine stations and signals that you are listening to this program on. Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios. Also on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, that's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, that's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM. This is Dueling Tangents. Now, getting to get to your phone lines, but this is the other phone calls, excuse me. This is the other Rojo story that kind of broke in the last day or so. And this is the headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by Lawrence Andre, or Andrea. I don't know how the last name's pronounced. But Ron Johnson expresses concerns over same-sex marriage bill as senators consider changes for GOP support.
It was weird, man. He came out like early and said, no, I support same-sex marriage.
No. He may support it for individuals. He never said that he supported codifying this bill, though, which he was very quickly to point out. He said, I don't see any reason to oppose it.
The court's not gonna, I don't know. His mealy-mouthed sort of answers there say everything I needed to hear, just that.
I mean, his response to this one, I would assume, especially if, like, the Wisconsin's other U.S. senator is anywhere in range, Senator Tammy Baldwin.
And
like,
I can't imagine,
like, the Marco Rubio story of him being like, oh, it's a stupid waste of time, and then jumping in an elevator only to turn and see Senator Baldwin there.
Oof.
I can't imagine what that would have been like. Like, jeez. But Senator Johnson was quickly to point out, oh, no, I never said that I supported it. I just said I saw no reason to oppose it. And apparently he's found some reasons to oppose it.
Sure.
So this is all in the light of Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, after the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade. He signaled that there were some other landmark decisions that the conservative U.S. Supreme Court should go back and reconsider, including Obergefell, which is allowed same-sex marriage to be recognized here in the United States. Very similar to Roe v. Wade, it was holding the national line on this policy. There was nothing codifying the right to an abortion in federal law, and therefore when Roe v. Wade got overturned, it sent it back to the states. Now it sounds like Clarence Thomas and possibly some of the other conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court want to do the same with same-sex marriage. Send it back to the states, which Wisconsin does have a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, just like it has a constitutional ban on the right to an abortion, or that is to be determined in the courts. And so it's pretty troubling to hear that, oh, yeah, I see no reason to oppose it, as from Senator Johnson, and then as Senator Baldwin is whipping votes to try to pass this, because she needs 60 votes. She needs 10 Republican votes to be able to overcome the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. And so she reported earlier this week that she thinks she's got 10 soft votes. But the hard part is no Republican wants to be that 60th vote. So she's looking for 61 or 62 votes. And now that she's looking for those extra kind of give coverage to the Republican senators, it seems like there's some wavering support, including from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson here in Wisconsin. Going to get to the phone lines up first this afternoon. We got our friend Jack in Merrimack calling in. Jack, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, I love Johnson's approach to entitlements. First thing I'm going to say is all these Republicans that talk about entitlements don't understand the meaning of the word. Entitlement means something you're entitled to. So if you buy a car and you get the title to that car, you're entitled so you can use that car. Same with a house. Well, we have paid into a prepaid retirement plan called Social Security. We have paid into prepaid medical care called Medicare, and we are entitled to those programs. He's damn right about that, and I'm going to be pretty incensed if anybody attempts to steal that money, because, of course, the Republicans would like to have those trillions of dollars in the Social Security Trust Fund. They'd sure like to be able to give those away to their billionaire buddy. So, yeah, I'm pretty irritated with Johnson, to say the least.
And Jack, when it comes to this issue specifically, when you hear an elected official like the senator talking about it as an entitlement, but giving it the negative connotation, not the entitlement aspect that, like you described, where you've paid into it, so yes, you've earned it and it is yours, they make it sound more like, oh, these are entitlements that, like, oh, everybody expects them, but you don't necessarily have to. It's discretionary whether or not we send them out this year. What do you think that strategy is when it comes to trying to get reelected? Is that courting votes in Wisconsin, do you think, Jack, or do you think this is a pretty crazy strategy by the senator?
I think he's courting his billionaire buddies and the millionaires and, you know, people like the Elines and such that are, you know, already paying him millions and in bribe, excuse me, donations to support him for a third turn that he said he wasn't going to take.
Yeah, so that's an excellent point, Jack. I really appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, he swore that he would only run for two terms, but he got the billionaire donors about $80 million each, I think, in tax breaks for just, you know, a couple million dollars in donations to his campaign, re-election campaign in 16. So why not try to do that again? Lightning maybe will strike twice. Maybe he'll be able to get all those billionaire donors even more return on their investment. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be right back, getting back to your phone calls, 844-967-2789.